In today's gospel, many have used today's gospel to somehow indicate that our Lord was putting Our Lady down, and so she is just like the rest of us. But if we truly understand it, not with a preconceived notion, but literally as what it says, then we see very clearly there is no mystery here and there is no contradiction. Our Lord is not telling the woman that what she speaks is wrong. She is simply indicating to her that which she refers to in the natural order is surpassed by that which is of the supernatural order. And so Our Lady was blessed in her womb and blessed in the breast that nursed the Savior of mankind, not because she was motivated by any natural desire, but she always and everywhere had a supernatural outlook. Indeed, St. Augustine would tell us that she conceived the Son of God in her mind before she conceived him in her womb. That is, because of the grace of her Immaculate Conception, she always had a profound and deep understanding of Scripture and always understood it in a proper way. And so she had already come to believe that the Savior of the world would come into the world through a virgin, but in her humility, she did not believe she would be that chosen virgin. But she was, and so our Lord tells us very clearly, rather, she is blessed because she heard the word of God and she observed it. And because she observed it, she became the mother of all mankind in the spiritual order. And that is a much higher motivation than being a mother in the natural order, although both are good. But one is to serve the other. And so Our Lady always served the supernatural order, even while she was taking care of the nurturing of the Christ child in the natural order. And so that blessed day when she gave her fiat, she became the mother of Christ and the mother of the whole Christ. And so at that day, she became the mother of the mystical body of Christ. And so she desired to be the mother of all humanity, and she was rewarded with that grace when she received the Christ child in her womb. And so let us not have this passage from Scripture used against Our Lady, for if it is understood as the Church understands it, then we understand that our Lord is really praising Our Lady in the highest degree. For she is praising her because she and she alone of all humanity has heard the word of God from the first moment of her conception and kept that word of God for the whole of her sojourn in this life, always looking for an opportunity to bring knowledge of Christ and love of Christ to all those whom she had met. And so she wishes now to meet all humanity through the members of Christ's mystical body. And so we truly have that great gift given to the Church in these most perilous of times, that gift of consecration to Our Lady, in which we, trying to imitate our Lord, give ourselves entirely to her who first gave himself to her in his incarnation. And so let us have those words of our Lord always on our lips. Let us always have words of praise for the Blessed Virgin Mary, and let us always try to show that we understand Scripture better than those who would use this passage in order to somehow diminish the role of Our Lady in the life of the mystical body. For if that role is diminished in any way, then mankind truly is on a perilous journey. For if we lose sight of the Mother, then naturally speaking, we will lose sight of the Lord, and so we will devolve into that decadence that has become commonplace in the modern world, rather than to be raised up above it, striving always to exercise virtue, always striving more and more to love the Lord who first loved us. And that love is first manifested to us when he becomes the child of Mary in her womb. That love continues when he submits himself to be nurtured by her as a young infant. that love continues even more when he allows himself to be educated by her in the ways in the sacred scripture, and that love manifests itself even more when he begins to serve his mother in the holy home at Nazareth, always looking forward to that day which she would initiate when she tells the servants to do whatever he tells you. And so he will begin to love us even more by teaching us those eternal truths he has received from the Father, and then that love will culminate when the mother and the child are gathered together in the sacrifice that saves humanity. And so truly she was blessed because she heard the word of God, and in hearing the word of God, gave birth to God himself. And so we have much to rejoice in the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let us always remain her children so that we may hear from her that which she understood so well about the mystery of our salvation. And so after serving her in this life, we will join her to praise our good God together for all eternity.
Fructum ventris tui.